That was back when they were fixing the levee then.
That's right. That long in the 20s. I think around about 27 and 22. All along in there.
Yeah. What was the... Now, you mentioned a bayou. What was that? Can you tell me about what a bayou is?
Carnival.
Yeah.
Call it the beach. They call it the beach road now, but it's Carnival. Is that this straight long bridge? You see, that's when you leave here, ain't but two bridges. This bridge right here, and next bridge is that's why I say the long bridge called a corner bar.
You told me four last night.
It was four. That comes from Lake Village. See? Now, when you come to Lake Village, your first bridge is out the suburb of the town. That's the first bridge. All right? And the second bridge is this bridge here called the corner bar. That's a long bridge, you see.
Yeah.
A long bar. And then the next bridge is between here and now and then. And that makes a fourth bridge. But on top of that high water, watch that. That's a corner bar. Got a stove sitting on the left side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Call it corner bar. Because they got blacktop now.
A bayou, is that's the place where water runs. Does it go very fast, usually, or?
Well, pretty fast. It comes up above. It goes pretty fast. See, this lake is divided from that road. Now, they got a floodgate there, you see, at this road.
Yeah.
And they can shut the water off, and then they can turn it loose. So, okay. That's corner bar, they call it.
What do you call a place maybe smaller than a bayou? Does a bayou ever dry up?
Well, this bayou never dry. But now some of these places dry, you know, just like called bar fish. They dry up. We call it bar fish. You see, that's low. See, that's in on the lowland, you see. You have these trays, or I might call it a bottom, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, water lay there so many days, you know, when it gets real dry. It's dry, called that bar pitch. Well, that comes from the levee. Now, you got them across the levee there, called bar pitch. See, when they went to that levee, you see, they got dirt, you know, out in there, you see, and they left them bar pitch there. Well, same time of year, let them bar pitch go dry. But this time of year, they're full of water now. Call that bar pitch. We used to go out there and mud fish. We work all the week. And on a Saturday evening, me and my wife and my brother and their wives, we'd go out there, you know, and get in that water. And we'd muddy the water, you see. Get the all muddy, you know, and catch them fish. Them fish would run up in them stump holes. And, you know, we'd take a hand and pull them out, you know, and get them grunters and catfish. Sure would. Sometimes you see snakes, too. See, a fish can't have no mud, you see. He try to hide, you see, from mud. We get the water stirred with mud. Sometimes snakes run out and get on the bank. But we didn't never get snake bitten, though.
You never did?
Never did. Sure didn't, because snakes can't have no mud. He crawled out. Go out on the bank, and that mud, you can't have no lot of muddy water. Sure can't. I wasn't scared, though. Sure wasn't. We kept a sack of grunting and bring them home.
Oh boy. Them grunters, what kind of fish are they?